You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. It is the 11th day of December. We're joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrible here in town to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions around the planet. Let's start in South America rather than here, because I don't want to hear about the rainy conditions yet over the weekend. Speaking of which, they've had quite a little bit of rain in some of their areas.
Yeah, I think we've kind of been talking about maybe some stress in terms of rainfall amounts in the northern growing regions, so kind of focusing in on Mato Grosso. And I read some reports over the last few days about some replanting that's having to be done there, basically because some spots have not received as much rain as they would hope, and they've had some heat, and that puts some stress on the soybeans. And I've heard about as much as 3% of the area has been replanted. On the whole, most of the northern regions have been receiving regular rain, but some locations, even though it's been regular, are about at half of what they need, or what is typical, I should say. So there's a little bit of cause for concern there, and I think on the whole, though, Brazil's going to be doing great for the year, but this might mean something for the safrinha crops, so both cotton and corn may not get planted in some parts of Mato Grosso. But, you know, in the bigger picture here, Brazil is having a good year in terms of precipitation because the southern growing regions have been getting plenty of precipitation.
And then come back to the United States. We're also expecting a rainfall this weekend.
Yeah, system's getting going right now. It's really going to crank up on Saturday and kind of race toward the northeast, cutting right across the heartland here. You know, us here in Illinois, we'll start to see precipitation Saturday night and Sunday morning, and it'll push through the north and really go into the Great Lakes by Monday. A little bit of snow on the far northern sides of this, but this is going to be a big rainmaker across much of the growing regions in the U.S. And what's interesting is that, you know, here in Champaign, our record high for tomorrow, the 12th, is 62 degrees, and because of the trajectory of this system bringing a lot of strong southerly winds, you know, we're expecting winds over 20 miles an hour tomorrow. We're going to possibly get up into the middle 60s, maybe 65 or 66. Now, it'll be cloudy, but still that strong southerly wind cranks up the temperatures, and so we might break a record tomorrow. Interestingly enough, though, the first 10 days of December here have been very warm across the entire United States, especially in the north. And even after this system is through us, you know, our temperatures maybe drop back down closer to normal, you know, we're really not going to be dropping way back down into, you know, the teens. We're talking about temperatures returning to the middle 30s, maybe even low 40s. So, yeah, this has been the story of the 2015 winter so far.
And if we turn elsewhere, last week you talked about India and some rainfall they've had.
Yeah, thankfully, the long-term forecast, you know, the next 15 days for southern India, which has just been hammered with rain, is looking at a kind of that slowing down, possibly even stopping, which is good. They need to get in and get some relief and get things cleaned up. But if you kind of go a little bit to the east of there and get over to Indonesia, something else interesting to talk about is that the drought that's been kind of going on there is possibly impacting rice production and other crops. So, yeah, we got to kind of keep an eye on that part of the world during El Nino years like this year.
And thanks for doing that, Eric. Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us on this Friday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. Commodity Week is coming up next. Our panelists today include Wayne Nelson, Kurt Kimmel, and Jackie Vake. Stay with us for that one. A reminder that I'll be out of the office, but on the air next week, traveling with the Illinois Farm Economics Summits. I hope to see you in Champaign or Peoria, DeKalb, Springfield, or Mount Vernon.